The Tema Regional Police Command has formed a regional election security task force to ensure effective policing during this year's election. The task force, which will soon be inaugurated, is drawn from all security agencies in the metropolis. It also includes the Electoral Commission, National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE, and Information Services Department. The Tema Regional Police Commander, DCOP Paul Awuni, said this at a media briefing. He noted that apart from the task force, a regional election desk has also been created to monitor all election-related issues.
We have carried out a thorough assessment of the threats associated with the period before, during, and after the elections, and based on this, formulated a draft operations order to guide our operations. It is important to add that this initial move is in assessing the threats and formulating the operation order is just the first step of a continuous process that would ensure a regular assessment of the threats associated with the elections and fine-tuning the operation order to address the threats. This would continue through implementation of the operation order into the post-election period. 2. Building of elections security structures. In addition, we have put the following measures and structures in place to facilitate the election operations. A. Regional Election Security Task Force. This has been formed and is to be formally inaugurated very soon. The task force, with membership drawn from all the security agencies in the region, the Electoral Commission, the National Commission on Civic Education, and Information Services Department, among others, shall coordinate all activities related to the election operation. B. Regional Elections Desk. This has also been formed. This desk shall monitor all election-related issues in the region, analyze same, and document them to inform decision-making and police operations.
DCOP Awuni said the command has also formulated a three-tier draft deployment strategy and explained the processes involved. He said the command is also linking up with stakeholders in the region, including political parties, civil society organizations, as well as the youth and women and other identifiable groups, while sharing contact numbers with these stakeholders. The objective is to establish a rapport with them and share information in a timely manner to facilitate close collaboration and creation of a peaceful security space for the elections to take place.
The first tier deployment. This shall include personnel that will be deploying to the various polling stations and collation centers. In this regard, we have already assigned personnel by name on paper to every polling station and collation center in the region, including the flashpoints. B. In addition, we have constituted patrols and monitoring teams which form the second tier deployment. This line of deployment is meant to provide prompt reinforcement to the first line or first tier deployment when the need arises. C. Finally, standby teams have also been formed as a third tier in the regional command deployment strategy. These standby teams are tasked with providing support to the first and the second tier deployments in the event that both of them are overwhelmed by any security situation.